The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
My name is Todd Wilkerson, and I'm happy to be the announcer for the Eric Metaxas Show.
But it's gotten to where I can't go out in public without people recognizing me and just loving on me big time right there in public because I'm so awesome.
Look, I get it. You love me. I am fascinating, I know.
But how about once in a while you respect my space?
I mean, I'm not some stinking piece of meat. Okay, Eric. Europe.
Well, you know, Todd Wilkerson, I don't know if you know this, Alvin.
No.
Todd's house is in the middle of the fires in Los Angeles.
Ooh, I hate to hear
But it
that.
Was spared. He sent a map, and it's kind of like there's this tiny finger that was not bothered,
yeah,
that the flames went around it.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Oh.
It's verging on miraculous that Todd Wilkerson, our dear friend and the announcer of the show, is okay, and that his family's okay, and that his house is okay. That's kind of, you know.
That's big.
But I want to say it's horrifying. I have a number of friends in that area now, and it's just hard to believe what's going on in California now.
It is.
It's just absolutely 31 deaths from fire.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about like a fire in the middle of the night when you're sleeping. This is a fire. You'd think.
Right. You think,
But it's like a fire tornado. It's horrifying, truly horrifying. Yeah. So pray for the folks in California. Truly. Today is Tuesday?
Tuesday. It is Tuesday.
It's rainy,
rainy
and gloomy outside.
Gloomy
I just
here.
Passed the Brooklyn Bridge, and I thought, this is like a beautiful black and white shot.
Hmm.
But then I realized, but it's in color. It's like it really looks, just looks gloomy and black and white.
That thing. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
In a few minutes, we've got a lot to cover here. First of all, in a few minutes, we have a staggering guest.
Mm-hmm.
At least her voice is staggering. Did you guess Barbara Streisand? Because that's not it.
No.
It's Sandy Patty.
Yes.
In a couple of minutes.
Even better, yes.
The great Sandy Patty. And I want to tell you, she's got a book out.
Mm-hmm.
She is so sweet and so wonderful.
She is,
I am thrilled that I get to talk to her. The great Sandy Patty. I can't believe it. So that's exciting. In a couple of minutes. In hour two today, we continue our conversation about the biography of Ronald Reagan with Bob Spitz. We talked to him yesterday. I love talking to him. I love mm-hmm. talking to him. We're going to have some fun. So this is part two today. Okay, couple of things. Last night I was on the Larry Elder program. Now, you know, some people who listen to me don't realize that we are on the Salem Radio Network. We're part of this, you know, gang of friends that it's Michael Medved. It's Larry Elder. Mike Gallagher is right here.
Yes, down
Mike
the hall.
Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all big national hosts who've been doing this for a long time. I'm like the new kid on the block, so I feel like, who am I? But
right.
We got Hugh Hewitt. We got Dennis Prager. It's a wonderful group. But anyway, Larry Elder had me on. He was in New York to do Outnumbered on Fox, and he was also on Varney and Friends. So
mm-hmm.
he flew in all the way from California. So he did a show here. So I had the opportunity to be on his show yesterday. We would have had him on this show, except he wasn't here during the day. It was in the evening. But anyway, just wonderful to be on his program. Of course, we talked about Donald Drains the Swamp.
Sure.
And we're getting more and more feedback. I'm really just like – I'm kind of waiting. At some point, the president has to see the book. Like, you know, it's not easy to get things to the president of the United States. But at some point, he has to see the book. So that'll be – you can look forward to that. That's
yes,
going to be like crazy. That's going
to
be crazy. Okay, a number of things to go over today. So in a few minutes we got Sandy Patty, but I want to say that over the weekend, sometimes social media is as awful as people say it is.
Sometimes,
and sometimes Christians are as awful as atheists say they are. I've rarely encountered this in my life, but If you listen to this program, you know me. But I think people who follow me on Facebook particularly, they know what part of my life, and they don't know the whole story, whatever. But as I mentioned wait a minute. I didn't mention it because this happened last Friday, and I didn't talk about this yesterday.
Right.
Basically, the bass player for Elton John had contacted me. They were back in town playing a show at Madison Square Garden. And I have to say, Matt Bissonette and his wife, Sharia is her name. She says, like Sharia law, but it's not spelled that way. They are such sweet believers, just the most wonderful, you know, the real thing. When you meet somebody, these folks are, they're the real thing. So I spent a lot of time with them. And I don't know if people remember, but the last time that Elton John played at Madison Square Garden, my daughter couldn't come with me, which was sad for me because I was really excited to do this with my daughter. I don't know if I could do a lot with her. So anyway, this time it worked out that she could come with me, right?
Yeah.
So she came all the way home, and we went together, right? And the whole thing was just, you know, surreal because I, Eric Metaxas, have been loving and singing Elton John songs since I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm probably pretty good too, right?
I would have liked to love you when I was just a kid.
Maybe not.
Not like that.
You like that, okay.
But so the point is that I've shared on this program and at other times, I've shared that anything that is good is of God, and God is Jesus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't look at a beautiful sunset and say, you know what, that's a Christian sunset. You don't eat an apple and go, that's beautiful. That must be a Christian apple. You don't say, well, that's a Christian tree. Well, some of the branches are not saved, but it was not baptized. But the point is, anything that's good is of God, okay? So the songs of Elton John, that music has ministered to my heart because it's beautiful. It's like looking at a sunset.
Yeah.
You don't say, it's a sunset, but I didn't see any Christian lyrics in that sunset. Beauty is of God by definition, right?
Yes.
So his songs have ministered to me over the years. The lyrics of Bernie Taupin, who was there again with his lovely wife Heather, have ministered to me profoundly. So I posted on Facebook, you know, something along these lines. And the Pharisees came out of the woodwork like weevils. I've never seen anything like it. Condemning me on my own Facebook page for praising Elton John, for gushing over him because we got to go right up to the stage and take – I really was so thrilled. It was like meeting David Cassidy or somebody.
Right.
You just think like when I was a kid, I was so, you know, enamored of their music and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really special. But it was even more special for me because – my sweet daughter was with me, right?
Yes.
And anyway, but so these people on Facebook, they just said really nasty things. And I thought, there it is. In other words, the things that I have never really heard in my life, this kind of judgmental, moralistic, and by the way, theologically misguided and profoundly unbiblical thinking, okay? This is – folks like this – are wittingly or I guess unwittingly being enemies of the gospel of Jesus,
right?
Because they are so they're condemning Elton John and they're condemning, and I thought to myself, folks, Jesus died for Elton John and loves him and weeps for him, and so we should pray for him. But everybody who is not a sought off born again Jesus freak is out of step with God. I mean, if the Holy Spirit doesn't come into your life and forgive you and the whole thing. So it has nothing to do with whether you're gay or straight. The point is we're all sinners.
Right.
Apart from Jesus, we're all sinners. And so the idea that I would like somebody who is doing this – and by the way, it's not so much that I like him because I don't know him, but I love his music.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to say on the air that it was chilling to me – to read the nastiness, the vitriol, because it made me realize there are people who have been driven away from God and driven away from Jesus by this kind of fake Christianity.
Yes.
So I want to say that. I'll say more about it maybe at the beginning of hour two. But it was chilling to me. And I want to say that if you've ever been hurt by a Christian, understand that's not Jesus. That's the devil. Jesus loves you. We're going to listen to a little Elton John. I love this song. And we're going to come back with the great Sandy Patty. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey there, it's Eric Metaxas for Policy Genius. Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you for up to 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it doesn't replace lost income. That is where disability insurance comes in. It's essentially income insurance. It protects your paycheck if you're sidelined by an illness or injury. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. Policy Genius has helped over 4 million people shop for insurance and placed over $20 billion in coverage. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius. The easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
This is going to be the best holiday ever. Sure, I maxed out a couple of credit cards and overdrew a bank account or two, but they're not mine. They're yours. All that online shopping and booking travel you do around the holidays, it can leave you exposed. Yay! Now I have passwords, account info, social security numbers, hundreds of them. I got more lists than Santa. It truly is the most wonderful time of year.
For cyber criminals, the season of giving is the season of taking. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity like your information for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects your devices against cyber threats like malware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But thanks to LifeLock with Norton, you don't have to let cyber criminals unhappy your holidays. Get 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together. Yeah. sad. I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she
folks, I think you may know whose voice that is. This is my voice. It's the only one I have. But that voice is Sandy Patty. And it is my tremendous joy and honor to have her on the line right now. Sandy Patty, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I haven't heard that song in a while. And I just, that's on the Lullaby Project. And I love that song from Toy Story.
It's look, yours is one of the most famous voices in the world. There's so many people that when they're reaching for a superlative, they'll say something like, or the voice of Sandy Patty, like, you know, like the crab nebula, you know, the Yosemite and the voice of Sandy Patty. God has given you a tremendous, forgive me. God has given you really a voice of the first water. And you're most famous for that. But a lot of people don't know your story. And so the reason we're talking today is because you've written a book called The Voice, where you talk about some of your story. So again, most people know you as a famous singer. You sort of exploded onto the world stage in 1986, singing the Star Spangled Banner at the Statue of Liberty. But for those who don't know your story, there's some pain in your story. So can we just start there? That you before you were known to the world, you had some tough stuff as a kid.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for having me today. It's really just such an honor to get to talk with you. I was actually a very shy kid, and words came very difficult to me. And my parents were fabulous musicians, and so music was just something that was around us all of the time. And I found music to be such a great place because it really helped me speak the words that I was having a hard time speaking. And so I would hear a song and I would think, oh, that's exactly how I feel. So I would learn a song so that I could help speak the words out of my heart. And so I was already a very quiet child. But when I was 6 years old, I survived some sexual abuse by a female family friend. And my quiet voice became silenced. And so it has taken me many years to sort of navigate my way back to knowing that I have a voice. So, and I'm so not talking about a singing voice, that I have a voice that matters, that can speak up and speak out. And that's really kind of what the book sort of takes the reader through that journey.
Well, so many women obviously have suffered sexual abuse. It's the most horrifying thing for me as a parent to think about it. It rips your heart out. And then you think there's so many women, particularly men too, of course, but
yes,
mostly women,
yes,
who've suffered sexual abuse. Yours was at the hand of another woman, which is rare. But it is something that, because sex is such a holy thing to God, He created this sacred thing to create life. It's just such a beautiful thing. And that when it's perverted by evil people or by people doing evil things, it's so dark. And it really did affect your whole life. That's part of the point of the book, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I think sexual abuse, it rips the sacred and the innocence out of a child. And you begin to take in messages that are lies, but you believe them to be true, that you are worthless. You are the one who caused this because you're a bad person. If you tell, no one will believe you. If you tell, you'll be the one who would get in trouble because it was your fault to begin with. And it sort of turns your reality upside down and skews the way you view the rest of the world because you're viewing everything through a broken lens. And so I walked through the world thinking what I was believing was true, and I walked through the world believing I was not worth it, that it was my fault. You know, if it rained outside, I wasn't going to say, oh, I wish it weren't raining, because somehow it would get back to, it would be my fault to begin with. so, you know, you just sort of carried those very quiet messages. And it wasn't until I began to attend Bible study and really put the Word of God into my heart that those lies began to be challenged by the truth of God's Word. And when the lies begin to be challenged, they have to find another place to go.
It's fascinating to me that what a struggle life is. In other words, the idea that we're living in a world, if you want proof that the world is broken, all you have to do is think about what an effort it is to believe the truth, how you have to rehearse the truth and read it and hear it over and over again to combat the lies that are naturally embedded in our brokenness. And if you don't know the Bible and if you don't hang out with Christians who are going to speak these truths, you're going to listen to the lies. And so many people are in that trap. They never hear what God thinks of them.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you kind of have to. It's almost like a 10-to-1 ratio they found in the study of psychology. You have to hold captive the thoughts that are good and true and positive. Like the word says, think on these things, because the other ones are like Velcro. They stick in our mind. The good thoughts just will gloss through us like Teflon unless we hold captive those thoughts. And that is a goal of mine, to really hold captive how he thinks of me. And I love how you said that.
Well, it really requires an effort. And I think that's part of the problem, right? We live in a culture where we forget that, just like eating right or working out or trying to stay healthy, you don't have to. But if you want to do it, it's going to require some kind of effort. Brushing your teeth is an effort. It's easier not to brush your teeth. And I think that we live in a culture that forgets that simply maintaining a version of the truth in our minds takes an effort. If you don't hear it in church on Sunday, if you're not going to Bible study, if you're not reading the Word, if you're not it really isn't the natural state of things. The natural state of things is to believe these lies. And I know that's part of why you wrote the book. You want to reach women who need to hear this.
Absolutely. And if I can help someone find their voice sooner than I did, it is absolutely worth it. You know, I have been most encouraged and most challenged in my own life when I have listened to others be vulnerable and share their difficult seasons. And so I want to now be a voice to be able to say to those who are getting ready maybe to cross the bridge of some unknown and yet walking towards truth, to be able to say, it's okay. It's okay. Come on. It's okay. You're going to make it.
You went through kind of a public divorce a number of years ago, it's long ago enough that it was slightly, at least from where I stand, slightly scandalous in the Christian world because, you were in the middle of it. So, talk about that if you would, because there are also so many people that have that wound.
Very much. My husband, Don, and I have been married now for 23 years. And 25 years ago, I went through a very public divorce, and there was infidelity involved. And I talk very honestly about that in this book, because sometimes we find ourselves in a place we never set out to find ourselves. But woundedness will often lead us. Woundedness is never an excuse for sin, ever. It is an explanation that we must understand and allow God to heal those areas so we don't walk that path again. And that also begins at a level of being honest and truthful. You know, God's word says, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And often, yes, the truth is God's word. But I think often the truth is the pain of our story, and we have to own that and bring that and be honest with that to allow real healing. And where there is truth, there is freedom. Where there is freedom, there is God.
We're going to have to go to break here in a minute. But when we come back, I want to ask you, I know that I didn't grow up in the church. And if you don't, when I say it, I didn't grow up in the evangelical church is what I mean. And so when I found Jesus, I was just so thrilled
to be in this wonderful community. But many years later, I began to see what some people who had grown up in the church were complaining about. There's Pharisaism and there's judgmentalism, and it can get really ugly, and people want to run away from it because it's so awful. When we come back, I want to ask Sandy Petty about that cheerful topic on the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his
death. What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword wonder pill. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Wonder Pill. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword Wonder Pill.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to relieffactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com.
Before you had a name or opened up your
folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That is Sandy Patty. You probably know Sandy Patty. You certainly may know her voice. But right now, we're just talking to her about her life. Sandy Patty has just written a book called The Voice, Listening for God's Voice and Finding Your Own, with a foreword by my friend Kathy Lee Gifford. How could it not be a great book? Sandy, welcome to the program. I just wanted to talk to you about, we were just talking about your divorce, and I was saying that I'm just guessing because I was not paying close attention at the time, but when you're a public figure in the Christian world, it can be very strange. People have certain expectations or things, and I guess I don't know how much you've spoken about it, but you kind of saw the ugly side of what we call the evangelical church a little bit.
Well, you know, I actually have a different point of view than a lot of people think that I have about that. And so I want to say this about that. If I were an attorney, if I were a physician, if I were an educator, and I carry those words as part of my name, there is a certain expectation that those who walk alongside those people have a right to expect. And when those expectations are not met, there is a process that someone has to go through to be reinstated to the bar or to not, you know, have their license revoked or whatever. I think when you carry the name Christian artist, I think it's very fair for people to expect, if you're going to carry that name, that there are certain behaviors, standards that that you will live up to. And I think when those are not met, there is a time where it is right and just to expect that person to do the work that they need to do. Some of the people didn't have those words to say, but I understand their frustration and their disappointment in me. I also understand that I'm the only one that can allow God to step in with me with a group from my church over a period of a couple of years to walk through a restoration process. And so I get it. I truly, truly get it. I think that in my generation, we didn't necessarily have a setting in our churches where you could express your pain long before you fell off the cliff.
See, that's part of the problem, though, right?
Yeah. I think now I'm seeing, like, celebrate recovery inside a church building. I think there's divorce recovery workshop. There's a sexual abuse workshop. There's a voice that the church is trying to say, we understand there is pain and we want to walk with you in the midst of it.
That's interesting. I feel the same way on the gay issue. In other words, if somebody's struggling with same-sex attraction, the church ought to be the very place where they would go to get help and love and grace to walk with them through that pain. And if you don't get it, you may step off a cliff, just as you said. That, of course, is a pretty long time ago now, but since I've never interviewed you before, I thought I'd mention it. And it's also central to what you write.
It's very central to, you know, I just want to say that I am grateful that I am seeing the church just open their arms wide. Maybe not every single church, but the church as a whole, I think, is doing such a better effort to say, you know what, we are not here to judge. We are here to love, and we are a safe place for you. That makes my heart really, really happy. And it's also one of the reasons that I wanted to write this now at 62 years old. Obviously, you can't write that story at 32 because you're living it.
Right.
But at 62, I can look back and I can say, God has walked with me every step of the way. That doesn't mean God has agreed with all of my choices and all of my decisions. And that's the other message that I think God's people are beginning to understand, is you can come alongside someone and walk with them in a tough time, even if you don't agree with all of their choices. It doesn't mean you withdraw their love from them. And I want to be a voice that says, I am not withdrawing my love from you.
Well, that's huge. That is really huge. And I'm so glad you've written this book. What made you decide to write this book?
Well, I suppose, some from personal experience and a little bit of just what you and I were just talking about, that there weren't people in my generation of women speaking up and saying, this has happened to me. And so for a long time, I felt like I was the only one. Nobody would understand my story. Nobody would get it. So it just was easier to stay silent. And as others, you know, have been brave enough to share their story, whatever it is, just their pain in their life. I didn't know you could be honest with the pain in your life.
I didn't know that either. Holy cow.
Right?
We're going to go to a break. Folks, I'm talking to Sandy Patty. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better. Yes, I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured, and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, you know, I could talk about it all day long, but I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-942-4730. 800-942-4730. That's 800-942-4730.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Sandy Patty. You heard me. Sandy Patty, she's on the line. She's written a book called The Voice, Listening for God's Voice and Finding Your Own. Sandy, I have to ask you, have you ever heard the audible voice of God? Or have you heard, you know, because people talk about listening for God. And some people have the gift of actually hearing God speak a word or two or a sentence or a verse. Some don't. I'm just curious if you've ever, you know, trafficked in anything like that.
Let me tell you, Eric, that right at that very moment, as you are going to break and you are playing, I don't know why you're choosing to play the song that you're choosing to play in between the break. But for me today, you have no idea what is going on in our life and in our family with one of our kids. And for you to be playing the song from the Lullaby Project, you are just, it's slaying me. That is how God speaks to me. I am just, from the first song you played, the song from Toy Story, the masterpiece to Make All Your Dreams Come True. This is what I pray over this one kid in my life right now. Of all the songs you would choose. So,
well, I think it's obvious that we didn't choose the song. The Lord chose the song. That's what's so wonderful about it.
I am just like, I don't know what led you to those songs, but thank you. And to answer your question, that is how God will speak to me. Not in this audible, boomy voice, but through a song that's so unexpected.
Right.
Through a text from a friend. That's how God does. And my mind is literally, I was trying to keep it together the first part of our interview and biting my lip so that I wouldn't cry. But God has spoken to me through the songs you have chosen to play today.
That's amazing. It's so beautiful. And also it illustrates that, you know, okay, you wrote this book, but it's not like your problems are over. You're walking with Jesus through life, and we all have ups and downs. I hate it, but there it is, right? And it's funny because just this morning, I was in a very tough spot this morning praying, and the Lord has spoken to me similarly through this day, through a couple of people. But it's just interesting how the Lord speaks to all of us differently. We have to have our ears attuned to him. If we know him personally, it's easier to hear from him. But it's so incredible. And if you don't, I mean, people can scoff, but the point is, you know, when something is remarkable, and when it's him giving us a nudge or a wink, or a touch. I'm glad that our choice of songs today, you know, the guy who chooses the songs, he's really a callous, nasty person. So it's amazing that God could use my friend Eric Hansen to pick the songs that it's kind of fun. Of course, that's not true, but it is kind of funny how that happens, isn't it? Because that's happened to me, too. You just don't know. It's also wonderful that you could be vulnerable, that you're going through something right now. Any of us who has kids or grandkids, hey, guess what? You know, it's one of the things about life, right? If you love, that love is tough because it means that our hearts are on the line. We live for others, you know, to love somebody, and especially kids, they have no clue, right? Because we didn't have a clue when we were that age. What did we know about our parents' love for us until, gosh, that's so wonderful. That is so wonderful. I want to talk to you about your friendship with Kathy Lee Gifford. She is a friend of mine. I love her, but you do talk about her in this book.
Yeah, I do. Kathy Lee Johnson, when I met her, I was such a crazy fan of hers. I watched her on Name That Tune. You know, anything musical drew me to me. And I just was so struck, like, she had to know so many songs. She had, you know, if anybody's familiar with that show, Name That Tune, but she wasn't just a pretty face up there, you know, making stuff up. She's a smart, smart woman. Anyway, I loved her. And so my first record came out, and I went to my first Christian Booksellers Association convention and sang. And then the next day I was out on the convention floor and I was perusing all the stuff, and I turned the corner and I was like, "You're Kathy Lee." And she said, "And here's Dandy Patty." So she had heard me sing the night before. And of course I did not know that. And so we kind of struck up this friendship, and she gave me her business card because, you know, no one was exchanging cell phone numbers, so there were no cell phones.
Right.
And, you know, a few years later, I called her and I was coming out to L.A. And at the last minute, she made space for me in her home. And we've just kind of stayed connected throughout the years. And she's just one of those champions for me. And I think at different seasons in her life, she would say I've been for her. And I just count her as one of the dear, dear people in my life.
Yeah, she's a really special very special person. And, you know, one of the few figures who is in the mainstream who has lived out her faith in that way, you know, because most people in the mainstream media, if you're not in the Christian media, if you're in the mainstream media, they either they don't mention their faith or they somehow you're just not aware of them. But she has always been living that out in a public way. And I think we need a lot more of that. I try to do that to the extent that God makes it possible for me. It's important that people living their lives know that there are others out there walking with Jesus, with the ups and downs, and seeing that. And really, that's, of course, exactly what you're doing in your book for all your fans.
Well, I hope that it is received that way. And then more importantly, that it is received as a word of encouragement and hope for someone reading it.
Well, I'm sure it will be. It's wonderful. We're going to be back. We're a final segment, folks, with the great Sandy Patty. The new book is The Voice, Listening for God's Voice and Finding Your Own. Stick around.
Wounded and wanting, such desperate times, cold, bitter tears are filling your eyes. Get a glimpse of Jesus, for he is right there with you. He knows just
what... You've wrestled with that issue for so long. You don't know who to talk to. You're too embarrassed to tell your friends or family what you're dealing with. You're even reluctant to talk to your pastor. I know, I was there too. But it got to a point that something had to change. And then I found Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who share your faith and will help you through your problem. They want to give you a free week just to try it out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Why not give it a try? Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Talk to someone who can help. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Let them help. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk active workspace solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud.
Enough of that. Now, Sandy, you're just showing off there. Come on, that's not right. As a Christian, you're just showing off.
That's
you're,
young, Sandy.
She's just showing off, and no, that's that's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. You say that's young, Sandy. So do you? When you sing now, I'm sure everybody says, you know, as you get older, your voice changes, things change. How you're still singing though? I mean, what?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I am, and I'm really grateful. I paid attention in college to one class, and that was how to warm up your voice, how to warm down your voice, all of that. And so I feel a good steward of my voice. I just have to make some different choices here and there. I've never wanted to be like that football player that you think, wow, they should have retired a long time ago.
He took way too many hits to the head.
Exactly.
Sandy Patty's punch drunk up there. Staggering around the stage. Well, that's interesting because, I mean, it's not being a professional singer, it would never even occur to me that you'd have to treat your voice along those lines. That is interesting.
Yeah.
So you have been a good steward of your voice. It's interesting when you hear different singers. Tony Bennett, I think he made a pact with the devil. I'm pretty sure he made a pact with the devil because he's like 90 and he can still sing roughly the same as he ever did, which is absolutely staggering. Most people don't get to do that.
Well, and you know, he's singing smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And that's the goal as you get a little older and, life takes over. You just do it smarter, not harder.
Well, when my singing career kicks in, I want to start out singing smarter. Incredible, incredible. It is funny, though, to think that I went to an Elton John concert recently and he has his voice is a whole, he's doing a whole different thing. It's like a different voice because, he doesn't have the voice he did in 1973. But it's just interesting when you look at a performer and realize that, you have to make some different decisions. I don't think he took such good care of his voice, actually, though, as you did.
But he's also 10 years older than I am. So there's that.
Oh, all right. You don't have to be so nice, but people expect it of you. Well, so what do you now? You live in Oklahoma City.
Yep.
And have you been there long? Is that just where family is?
Well, oddly enough, I was born in Oklahoma City, but didn't stay here that long. My dad was a pastor. We traveled to Arizona, California, then Indiana. But about 10 years ago, we came back to Oklahoma City. My husband's one of the pastors at our church and Crossings Community Church. And I am the artist in residence now. I kind of stopped touring and not on the road all the time. I get a chance to really speak into the culture of our church and the musicians and what worship really is. And it's so much more than just singing.
But you do get to sing worship at the church.
Oh, yes.
You do, because you've got a connection with one of the pastors. I heard about that. We are out of time. I hate it. But Sandy Patty, what a wonderful.
You are fabulous, Eric. I just really thank you.
Well,
you are in your sweet spot, my friend.
Praise the Lord. What else is there? God bless you, Sandy Patty. Congratulations on your new book, The Voice. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Thank you for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.